Guys, please understand the prelude to the meeting, the chat, is as important as the channel section, because there are things we need to learn from that as well. And I truly believe if you're sitting in the room and you're hearing it, there is some connection that you will experience at some point with melatonin or passages or this painful release with people you might know. So just file it away in your filing system, in your conscious mind.
Subconscious mind.
No, in the conscious here, so that they can know it.
So, Rav, any ohms?
Sorry?
Any ohms?
Yes, in a minute. I just want to share what I mean. I'm going to add this. Many years ago, I did a one-on-one session with a brand newcomer, and the entire session was on suicide. And at the end of the session, he looked at me blankly and said, "Why on earth did this happen? I'm not suicidal. I don't know anybody suicidal." And he was quite miffed. And I said, "I'm really sorry. I have no idea why this happened. But just accept it. Understand maybe you need it at some point." He called me over a year later to say, "Do you remember my session?" And of course, I didn't. And he said, he reminded me and said it was all on suicide. He said, "I was flying back from Delhi to Bombay and I was on the plane and I decided to play music on my phone. And I pressed the music button and your recording popped on." So he said, "Okay, chalo, I'm on the plane, let me listen to this recording." He listened to it a year later, landed in Bombay and got the phone that his brother-in-law had killed himself. So because he just heard that recording, he was able to console the family and help them through it. So then he said, "Why did this happen 1 year in advance?" I said, "That I can't answer. I have no idea. But the point is it happened and it was of use to you. So just accept it at that."
Time is only linear earth.
True.
No, it's not linear there.
True. That's a good point. Yes, let's have 9 ohms, please.
Let's have 9 happy ohms.
Yes. Greetings. Let us, in fact, begin with the healing session. And we will walk you through this today. Please visualize yourself in this very room and experience around you a lot of colored light. This room is being infused with energy and light right now. So to begin with, just visualize this and take it into your own bodies. Breathe. If you need to take a few deep breaths, do so. But open your bodies head to toe. visualize all your chakras opening, and there are hundreds of chakras in your body. Open the chakras and just absorb the multicolored healing light in this room. Keep absorbing, keep absorbing, keep absorbing. Om, 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 continue to absorb the light. And now mentally invite all the names mentioned and anyone else you think of. Invite them into this healing energy. Let them energetically float in this room. You are not giving any direction. You are not saying heal or pass over or do anything, you are just inviting them to absorb the light. They will do with it what they desire. If you would like to also invite loved ones, family members and friends who need it, please invite them in mentally. Let them all avail of the light. Once again, take it into your bodies and into your extended energy field. And just energetically dance in the light. If you have an ache or pain or ailment, suck the light into that area. If you don't, just absorb it for good health and well-being. Now command the light to also fill your mental body. Now command the light to fill your emotional body. And lastly, invite it into the spirit body. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Gently come back to full consciousness. Dear friends, some of you are not aware of this, but this year is a year of transformation of the self, which means your mental, physical and emotional bodies are going to keep upgrading at the rate and the level that is appropriate for you. But if you work at it consciously as well, you can take it to a new level of expansion. So we urge you, tune in to all three bodies in your own time. first and most important, because this is coming first. Tune into your own physical bodies. For those of you who need to make shifts in your food, in your drink, in the way you function with the physical body, do so. Don't put it off. Do it from now. The physical is coming first, and that is also why so many people right now, in the first few months of the year, are undergoing physical trauma, physical pains, physical issues. It is the body's way of provoking you to look at not only the body, but obviously the emotion connected with it, which then, of course, takes you to the emotional body. Please be aware of this. Examine your emotional bodies. Where are you in balance? Where are you in imbalance? Do you need guidance? Do you need a therapist? Do you need to speak aloud? Do you need to air something or speak your truth? Work with the emotional bodies as well. The mental body, of course, is also interconnected. So, be aware of your thoughts. Here's a little fun exercise to play with yourself, totally privately. Totally privately, to check your mental body. Make a commitment any one day and keep checking your thoughts, perhaps every half hour or 1 hour. What was I thinking of in the last half an hour? Was I worrying? Was I focusing on something negative? Was I criticizing or condemning someone? Was I putting myself down? Observe, don't change, just observe. And by the end of the day, you will have a fairly clear view of your mental state. And that will give you some kind of guidance as to how to best improve it. But on that first day, don't try to change it, because then you will throw the experiment offline. So if you, after the first half an hour, say, no, I must only think good thoughts, then you are actually not checking your whole mental body. Let it play out as it plays out. You may find for the predominance of the day you were depressed, or you were angry with yourself, or you were feeling totally helpless, confused, abused. Check it. And then after that day, make the shifts you want, get the help you need, work on it. No one needs to know what you've gone through. It's a completely personal exercise. But do it truthfully. The spirit body naturally does not need work. It is always in perfection. But what many do not know is if the physical, mental, and emotional are off balance, the spirit body gets affected. It starts to get slightly poisoned. Now, it is a self-cleanser. So of course it keeps transmuting that poison and cleaning itself out. But then the focus is to clean the self and not to help the other three bodies. So in fact, you are disconnecting from your spirit body the more you poison it. Now, obviously, we don't expect you to have perfect thoughts and perfect vision and perfect actions at all times. Of course not. That is not human. But we ask you to be aware of this. Now, in this year of transformation, we are going to give you a month-by-month breakdown to help you work with this transformation in the easiest and smoothest manner. To clarify, as we describe each month, that is the energy thrust of that particular month. But it doesn't mean you can't work with that aspect for the following months as well. It is just giving you an indication of the strongest thrust coming at that particular month. At the same time, you don't have to wait for a month at the end of the year. If something there appeals to you, draw on those energies from now, because time is not linear. And you can indeed access any month's energy at any time. So the month of April, which you are in right now, the major transformation is going to be awareness and shifts in the body, in the physical body. If you have an ache or pain or discomfort, now we are talking purely physically, please tune into it. First of all, get the help you need. If you need medical advice or naturopathy, get it. But at the same time, check your other two bodies and see what is connected to that ailment and start to work on it. If you start that this month, it will be the easiest because the thrust is the upgrade of the physical body. Now, of course, this is going to continue through the year, but this month will be the most powerful for that. So, dear friends, for those of you in the room who are healers and working with others with physical attributes that are off track, this is the month to really focus on that and help them through it. The month of May is in fact a beautiful month, and we are going to give you a visual of a color to use for yourselves in May. And the color is aquamarine. Blue-green, aquamarine. It's an extremely powerful color to use for yourselves and for others in the month of May. If, as women, you have a stone that is an aquamarine, please use it physically on your bodies in that month, men and women alike. If you don't, or you don't choose to, at least visualize the color flowing through you. Or if you have aquamarine objects in the house, put them out. Why? New lunar energies will be coming to Earth in the month of May. And these energies translate to the color of aquamarine when they reach Earth. So, in fact, you will be in tune with lunar energies very strongly in May, which are going to work on the subconscious mind. So, the subconscious is the focus of the month of May. You have to learn to tune in to your own subconscious. Yes, for those who need help, they can get it from outside. But sit in daydream states at various points during May and just command that you tune into your subconscious and see what arises. Information may arise, an event you need to look at may arise, an issue from the past which you have not thought of consciously may arise. Whatever comes up, let it out, work it through, acknowledge it, move forward. It's a very, very lunar, subconscious kind of month. June and July together are energetically boisterous months. And in fact, these 2 months are going to be the months which shake up the mental and emotional bodies together. Yes, we use the word shake up quite deliberately because everyone has stubborn blocks in the mental and emotional bodies. So sometimes you need a little vibration for that to arise so that you acknowledge it exists and choose to work it through. This doesn't mean the months are going to be painful. Please don't assume that. They will be painful if you fight the release and deny it. But if you work with it instantly as those things come up, in fact, it will be an extremely empowering pair of months. August. August is going to be a month of transformation, of interactions with other human beings. It's going to be a month in which you will unconsciously find yourself re-evaluating friendships, relationships, the way you communicate with others, the way you phrase your sentences, how you speak, your voice tone, all of this communication. It's all about communication. Tune in, work with it. Automatically, you will find a readjustment in the way you communicate. If, for example, you have a habit or you are habituated to communicating with a very forceful, perhaps, tone, you may find the tone mellowing. If you are habituated not to speaking up, you may find suddenly the urge to speak up very loudly. Let the shifts happen. Just go with it. September, a tremendous month of self-reviewal. Now you have come to a point where you're going to be looking at yourself again. It's an inward month. How much have I transformed? What areas are still left that I need to work on? Do I need to make shifts again? Am I comfortable with who I've become so far, or do I need to push my boundaries further? What do I need to do for myself? Very, very inward month. So again, use the energies of that month. Be introspective, be contemplative. Do not excessively party and throw your mind outside yourself. Of course, live life. But spend a lot of me time with yourself. October, November and December, we take all as one. They are energy stepping stones, climbing a ladder very strongly of using now what you have done in self-reflection to transform quite magically. You're going to find yourself surprising yourself in the last 3 months of the year. A lot of surprises. How could I possibly have done this? Wow, I actually achieved this. I never believed I could. This was marvelous. This happened to me. I never dreamt in my life it would happen, and it's happened. And per se, these are good stepping stones. We are not talking about calamity. We are talking about positive, transformative stepping stones. And each time you go to the next level and acknowledge your magnificence, automatically you springboard to the next and the next and the next. So, bear this in mind, friends. And as we said at the inception of the meeting, you don't have to wait for October to use October's energies. They will be the strongest in that physical month because you are living in a third dimensional world on Earth. But you can draw those energies or September's energies even from now. Use this overall guideline to help yourselves transform. Obviously, transformation does mean upgrades of your belief systems, your thought processes, your patterns, the way you function, the way you act, the way you behave, the way you dress, the way you present yourself, the way you walk into a room, the things you do. All of this is up for transformation. Welcome it. Welcome. The energies that embrace you today are those of the Guru Gobind Singh. We remind you, as many may not be aware, the Guru Gobind Singh is a master of transformation. He offers his energy services to anyone on earth, of any sex or community who wishes to upgrade, transform and expand. The Guru Gobind Singh is a universal architect and contractor, helping you rebuild the home that you live in any way you wish. Why choose a hut when you can have a mansion? The Guru Gobind Singh blesses you. Thank you, friends. We are finished now.